Joining us from the Kalispell Education Foundation, we have the Executive Director, Dorothy Drury. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Very, very good, Dorothy.
Yeah. So when we spoke with you earlier this year, you were the president of the Kalispell Education Foundation. Now you are the Executive Director. So what does this mean?
That's right. Well, you know, when I first joined, we did have an Executive Director. And we took a step back a few years ago to reassess the role of our organization. And having done that and maintaining steady growth, I guess we've come to a natural point where having someone to actively and regularly manage our strategic plan is not only needed, but that's the best way we can honor our donors and our relationship with Kalispell Public Schools.
So
that said, the position is part-time.
Yeah.
So our board members are very, very active volunteers and still responsible for a significant portion of the foundation's work.
So let's talk a little bit about that strategic plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're seeing a lot of opportunities out there in our community right now. Education foundations can serve many roles in their community, from what we do, which has been in the past, bridging the gap between public funding and opportunities for innovative programs that wouldn't otherwise be available in our schools. But many exist to advocate for public education, and many exist to also bridge a gap of communication between our community and our school district. And we're seeing that as an opportunity that we can serve.
You know, one of the things that seems to always be a thorn in the side of education, always has been, is money. There's never quite enough money to do all the things we want to do to give our kids a great education.
That's right. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that that's an issue we are seeing now in our community. I wouldn't say it's necessarily new, but the world has changed a lot, and how we teach and what we teach has changed as well. And the jobs that are out there that have changed quite a bit too. So we really hope we can help our community understand what the funding needs are for our schools.
Well, this whole COVID-19 pandemic has just made a mess out of everything, and it certainly hasn't helped our teachers either.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine being a teacher on a good day, especially this time of year where kids are so excited to, you know, Thanksgiving break, Christmas break is coming up. I just envision a kindergarten class and what that looks like, you know, during a normal period of time, but to also have to juggle the challenges that schools need to meet in order to stay open. They're always my heroes. They're definitely my heroes this year.
So what sorts of things can we do to support our teachers during this time?
I think certainly giving if you have kids or grandkids in school, giving your teachers grace to respond in a timely manner and just be aware of the challenges they're facing and know that they're doing, at least our teachers in our school district, they are wonderful. They're doing a wonderful job as always, and they're doing the best they can right now. I don't think there is ever a time where you can't randomly thank a teacher, thank your old teachers. Oh my gosh, I can think of a few that are on my email list to send a hello, and if they're still teaching, thank them for doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm also thinking in terms of some of the additional load that teachers are having to carry right now, because in most cases you're dealing with both in classroom and remote learning. And remote learning
Absolutely.
Doesn't just happen. You know, you've got to do prep work and lay that all out. That's a lot of extra effort.
Yes, absolutely. I have friends who are teachers who are certainly working overtime to meet those needs. And we did have an opportunity to give them thanks in our levy. And unfortunately, the high school levy recently recently failed. And so that's something that, as, you know, moving forward, thinking about one of the wonderful ways to support our teachers out in our community is through that kind of support.
Well, the big question I guess we have to ask you this morning is, how can we get involved?
Absolutely. Well, what the Education Foundation does here in our community is we connect our gifts that we receive directly to our teachers. So we, every year, we give out innovation grants through our Great Opportunity Grants program. Teachers can apply every fall for an opportunity to see a need or an opportunity in their classroom to become a better teacher for our students. And so we then receive the grants and select as many as we can fund. And that really gives teachers an opportunity to receive equipment or new programming that helps them be better for our students.
Our guest
is one great way to really do that.
Our guest is Kalispell Education Foundation's executive director now, Dorothy Drury, and you've been a part of this organization for a while. One of the things that we want to talk a little bit about is Parkside Credit Union's 2020 Community Partners, of which you are one.
Yes, absolutely. We feel very grateful to have been selected this year as a Parkside Credit Union partner, and it's really one of the things about our community that I appreciate so much. There is so much giving in our community, and I think we're really lucky for that. And Parkside Credit Union has been an invaluable partner to education in general, but to our foundation. They say they really care. They really care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful program that we've not only received funding that directly impacted two of our grant partners this year in the schools, but they also become a partner in helping us move forward in our own strategic vision.
That's fantastic. We appreciate all that you guys are doing. I know that it's one of those tasks that seems to be just below the radar, and perhaps now that you're the executive director and you've got this new strategic plan all put together, maybe we can put you on the radar.
I hope so. I appreciate being on here today, that's for sure.
All right.
Thanks.
Dorothy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.